So to God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, be ascribed as his most justly due all might, majesty, dominion, power, and glory, henceforth and forevermore.
Amen.
Amen.
We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven, was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and his Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Let us pray.
We begin our intercessions with a new prayer for Ukraine. 1 year on from the start of the Russian invasion, a prayer written by the Archbishops of Canterbury and York and asked to be said today throughout the Anglican Communion. God of peace and justice, we pray for the people of Ukraine today. We pray for peace and the laying down of weapons. We pray for all those who fear for tomorrow, that your Spirit may comfort and would draw near to them. We pray for those with power over war or peace, for wisdom, discernment, and compassion to guide their decisions. Above all, we pray for your precious children of all ages, at risk and in fear, that you would hold and protect them. We pray in the name of Jesus, the Prince of Peace. Amen. The rest of our intercessions are based around today's theme of the temptations of Christ. Lord Jesus, as you were tempted to turn stones into bread, we pray for the hungry. Creator God, your love reaches out to the boundaries of your world, to the rich who have everything they need, also to the poor, who have nothing except misery and oppression. We pray for all your people, whoever they are, wherever they live, and whatever their circumstances, that in their joy and sorrow, the knowledge of your presence might bring comfort, healing, and restoration. We pray against all areas of our society where good food is wasted or disposed of unnecessarily when it could be used to relieve suffering. We thank you for the work of food banks and charities which support disadvantaged individuals and communities. We pray for the larder, and for all who work and contribute towards it. We pray for those who struggle to heat their homes as well as put food on their table. Lord, in your mercy. Lord Jesus, as you were tempted to throw yourself down from the pinnacle of the temple and cause a sensation, so we pray for those who struggle to believe in you unless they first see signs and wonders. We pray for all who feel the constant need to put you to the test. Lord, in your mercy. And Lord Jesus, as you were tempted to take worldly power, we pray for all politicians and leaders of the world, those who exercise great influence, that they may seek peace over power and your kingdom as opposed to earthly domination. Lord, in your mercy. And as always, we bring before God the sick at home or in hospital or in nursing homes and anyone known to us. Loving God, we pray for all those dear to our hearts, those who are ill or in any kind of need. We ask for your blessing on healing services, and for those who have a special healing ministry within this diocese. We also give thanks for those on the road to recovery following illness, surgery, or procedures, and for those whose only healing will come through death. We pray for all on our parish prayer list, known to God if not known to us. We pray for the work of the NHS staff and care workers under very difficult and trying circumstances. We pray also for Detective Chief Inspector Caldwell, for his wife and his son and extended family. We pray for his healing and for those who have the care of him. Lord, in your mercy. And finally, a concluding prayer for us all. Everlasting God, your love and forgiveness washes over us and astonishes us with generosity. May we go out from this time of worship today as people who enjoy complete forgiveness and a restored relationship with you and all those for whom we share our lives. We ask for your guidance in all that our church plans for the coming these weeks of Lent, for the Lenten events, and for all special services to be held in this church. We pray for Bishop Abernethy on Wednesday evenings, for Bishop Rook throughout Holy Week, and for Bishop Davison throughout the 3 hours devotion on Good Friday. And so, merciful Father, accept these our prayers for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
We do not presume to come to this your table, merciful Lord, trusting our own righteousness, but in your manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under your table, but you are the same Lord, whose nature is always to have mercy. Grant us, therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. We stand for the peace. Being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Be present, Lord Jesus Christ, our risen High Priest. Make yourself known in the breaking of bread.
Amen.
Amen. Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let us celebrate.
The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Father, almighty, never-living God, at all times and in all places, it is right to give you thanks and praise. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who was in every way tempted as we are, yet did not sin, by whose grace we are able to overcome all our temptations. And so with all your people, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and singing. Blessed are you, Father, the creator and sustainer of all things.